Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world.
To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button.
Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Hi, and welcome everyone. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, your host for the next 2 hours. Saying hope because you never know, because we are today live in Norway. And I want to welcome my Norway guest and my good friend that's hosting me here, Britta. Hi, Britta.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
You know, Britta, I must say, what a party we had last night.
You know, tell me.
Lots of drink. There was a bit of I didn't dance.
And lots of singing too.
Lots of singing. We was on a karaoke machine last night. And yeah, we kind of let our hair down.
I think you did good.
Wow, yeah. Thank you, Britta. Yeah. Maybe it's because of the Welsh accent. You couldn't hear the singing that much, but it kind of went well. Well, today is no different show, ladies and gentlemen. It is a show that you can call in, have your readings. I know that we've got my good friend, and maybe I shouldn't say good friend, because there is a competition going on, ladies and gentlemen, with Nick Humphries. He's with us today. It's normally the other way around. It's normally the way that I'm boycotting his show to get all your votes. So I know Nick will come in a bit and talk to me about how he thinks he has the sexiest laugh. You know, Britta, this is going on between me and Nick. Who has the sexiest laugh? I got the most votes so far.
I think you have to see it terrible.
Well, I think we need to see it a little bit. But we're going to take this right through to the live show because we've got a live show coming up.
I think you have to do it.
We've got a live show, and in a little bit, you're going to hear the ads for the Mike Spirit FM Roadshow, which I'm really looking forward to. Mm-hmm. I do apologise to everyone that's listening, because I'm not in the chat room. So, Nick, maybe you'll have to man the chat room and be honest with me about how many votes I've got to you. I don't know if I can trust you to do that, but I'm sure that you'll add a few more onto yours. But there we are. Never mind. To the live show, we make sure that it's right. Thank you, Mr. Producer. You just gave me the link to the chat room. That's so nice of my producer, isn't it? Kenny Joy, he does some fantastic work. So thank you, Ken. That'd be nice of him, isn't it, Brista?
Yeah, it is, actually.
So, Brista, tell me, what does it feel like to be live here? Obviously, we're live in your country, in Norway. How does it feel live to be on radio live by you right now?
Well, it's crazy because we are actually in your bedroom, so That's pretty crazy.
Most definitely.
So if somebody tells me this for a month ago, I really think I have to see a doctor or something. So this is crazy. But I'm really happy.
I think we do need to see a doctor. I think we do, Brista. You know, I'm quite crazy. But, you know, it's all good. It's all good.
It is.
And, you know, do you want to tell us a little bit about what am I doing here in Norway?
I will. I can take it in the just in English first. But because I maybe believe that it's time to listen to this radio show,
I hope so. I'm welcome to them.
Yes. And I really want them to call in for a free reading. And it's not dangerous at all, because if there's something problem with the language or something, I can always translate to Norwegian and we just talk shit because I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, things you're going to do here with me this week is a lot of exciting stuff, actually. We are planning tomorrow for some a special night as having fun with spirit, just to show people that the spirit likes to have fun. So more details for that, you have to actually call me on my usual phone, a Norwegian one. Knows the phone number of me, so, or you can connect with me on Facebook. I will also tell all about this week in Norwegian in a moment. Tuesday, you are going to have a medium show in my group.
Okay.
It's a demo. So you show you can link with spirit world. The people can come and get linked with the loved one. That is 7 o'clock, and it costs 150 Norwegian kroner. Wednesday, it is in mining. It's just a little workshop.
Okay.
It's just for showing, having some tastes of the big workshop you're going to have in the weekend.
Okay.
Saturday and Sunday. So people can go and see if this is not something they want to work onto. So this is only 150, so it's not expensive at all. So everyone is welcome. Thursday, we are going to do something exciting in Bergen. Just have fun someplace. I'm not allowed to tell you what we are going to do, where we are going to do it. But it is something exciting. We're actually going to have some fun in Bergen.
Good. Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. And the workshop is Saturday and Sunday. And you have, it's called 700.
Okay.
And if you want to have some private reading of you all this week, you can have every day this week. It's possible to book for private reading you. And those who are booking for the reading workshop will get a special price for that.
Yeah.
The normal price for reading with you is 600, but they will have it for 400. So.
Wow, so they're going to get a bit of a discount,
yeah.
A bit of a deal going on.
Yeah, that's right.
I like that, Melissa.
Yeah.
I really do. It's nice that we can give back as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But yeah, it is. They have to book the private reading with you before the weekend and pay for both.
Okay, so if people buy a reading and the workshop and pay for the both,
yeah.
Then you have discount.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so that sounds absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
So they have a 200 discount.
Yeah.
So 200 corona discount if you book.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so that's fantastic.
And again, all week, the whole week, you are free for reading. So they can just start calling and typing.
Well, I'm just thinking, Britta, if they don't, we can party more.
Oh, I don't think I can. But yes, I can't. I really want that. A week with you, parties. I will love that, actually. Then we have to sing karaoke.
Okay. So.
And smoke cigars.
Smoke cigars. No, I will say that on that note, I did not smoke any cigars.
Well, I did.
I'm proud of myself. You know, if you could imagine, I know that we got, as I said, Nick in here with us. If you could imagine, Nick, Brister walking around with a big King Edwards hanging out of his mouth. That's the vision you need to have. Cause that's what happens.
You know, I am a Viking, you know. So. So I don't know. Maybe I can take it in a Norwegian way in the end of the show, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. So all the Norwegian, hang in there. I will take all of the information in Norwegian. And
okay.
The phone numbers and everything that you need to connect with us and book for workshops and all the nights. All the fun. We are actually going to have fun all week. So, and I have actually one thing to say, and that I have been tested. I have actually got tested some of the things we are going to do for the workshop, and I'm really, really looking forward that this is good stuff.
It is, because I know that I was showing you a few things, and you know, kind of like, what do you think of this? What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen this? Have you ever done that? And I got so excited.
Yeah,
I did.
Just and, like one of my boys.
Yeah, well, you know, it is exciting. You know, but it's so exciting to be here in Norway because, you know, I remember maybe, a few months ago when we first connected,
yeah.
I remember saying to you, wow, Joe, that's amazing. You're from Norway because I wanted to go to Norway for such a long time, because you have something magical happens in Norway called the Norwegian Lights. And I was saying, wow, I can't believe I was only saying a few days ago to Spirit, take me to Norway because I want to see these lights.
Yeah.
And then, lo and behold, there you are, right in front of me, and offering me to come along and stay with you in your home and your wonderful family here and do some beautiful work for the spirit world. So that was absolutely amazing. And, you know, the power of spirit. So why didn't you tell us that in Norwegian language that I can't understand, but you can?
About
where I'm going to be.
Where are we going? Okay, I can do that now.
Okay.
Yes, I can do that. We are going to, Norwegian, sorry. I have to switch. Okay, alle sammen i Norge. Hallo, hallo, nå Mike kommet her, som er kjempeglad for å ha han her. Han fantastisk, og han bare mann med stort hjerte jeg har noen gang møtt, og beina går sammen på jorden. Og stedet alternativ enhet i Knarvik, 3 mil nord for Bergen. Dere alle hjertelig velkommen. Det begrenset plasser, for vi har ikke et alt for stort rom, men vi skal være der hele uken. Og det bare å ringe og boke så mye dere kan. Og da lager vi til at vi bare opp en ekstra kveld, eller en ekstra dag. Han tar imot readinger på dagtid hele uken. Så, men heng inn der, for det at jeg kommer til å lese mer, jeg kommer til å fortelle dere litt mer om alle detaljene senere i showet. Okay.
Okay, wonderful. Now, I didn't understand a word of that, Britta, but I'm
sure. I just shit about you.
I thought so. I'm sure that you was promoting stuff. I'm sure you was. And, you know, if we do have any Norwegian listeners, please call in and let me know what Britta just said to me, because I haven't got a clue. So, but it is your chance to call in and speak to myself, to Britta, and to our wonderful other host, Nick, which is wonderful. The numbers you need to call in, if you are calling in the USA, the number is 760-283-4611. Or if you call outside the USA, anywhere else except the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you want to come on free, you can do that as well by going to the show page of this show. We are live in so many different ways. We're live right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're live right here in Spreaker. We're live in so many different ways. But if you go over, if you ain't listening to Blog Talk Radio, go over to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. Go to the on air section, click that, find the show, or even in Facebook. Click the Facebook page, the Facebook link, rather, and it will take you to where we are broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio. And right at the top of the social page there is a Skype button. If you press that, never mind where in the world you are, it's going to be free for you to call in and, you know, chat to us, have readings with us, have free readings for us. So that is going to be brilliant. I know that Ken, bless his heart, is working hard. Ken, our producer, who does some tireless work with the really for the radio station, and you know, sometimes we don't give enough recognition for it. Mm. But you know, he does work so hard, and he is just typing to me now. We can only take area codes tonight because obviously I'm not in Studio One. I'm in Norway.
Yeah, you are.
So we're just happy to have area codes tonight.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, I think so. I mean, it's cold.
It is.
It's cold, and it's all little islands, I believe.
You are in a house from 1800, so it's the oldest house in this area.
Wow, absolutely amazing. Okay, so let's get on with today's show. I think people may want to call in for them readings. So we will chat more a little bit later on in the show there, Britta, and if people want to know where we are, the chat rooms are open. I'm privileged now. I'm in the chat room. How good is that? All the way in Norway, and I mean the chat room, that's brilliant. So let's go over to a little piece of music. Now, I don't really know what we're playing tonight because I'm in no control. Doesn't that sound bad?
Yeah, I think that's bad.
I'm sure that my producer...
Maybe you could take one of the songs from yesterday that you sung.
Only thing is, I can't because I'm in no control.
Yeah.
We're in control by Ken, and I know Ken is doing a wonderful job. So Ken, it's over to you, mate.
fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. Get a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says, body's too old for working. Body's too young for looking like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. I quit school, and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arms felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arms felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. We sell drinking day at the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. So fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
You got a fast car. Fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Yes, I most certainly am looking forward to meeting you there, ladies and gentlemen. Please, you know, it's going to be a fantastic event. It's going to be an event full of love, light, energy, laughter. And that's where we will end this debate with me and Nick live at that event. But where we will find out who actually has the sexiest laugh. And I want to bring Nick in now because...
It's me. It's me. I've got the sexiest laugh and the sexiest voice.
No. Nick.
I take all the Norwegian.
Yeah, all of Norwegian needs to listen to this laugh. So, Nick, how can I make you laugh? What shall I say to make you laugh?
You don't have to.
You make him laugh. And you laugh. It's brilliant.
Oh, dear.
So, Nick, my cold has gone out, Nick. So you have competition this time. But we need, Brista, we need to keep it a secret. Just between me and Nick, because we have other hosts. And
I promise.
Because, you know, if you think on people like Jerry Humphries, oh my God, you know, he has one of those unique laughs. And, you know, it would be more of a three-way tag then. And then if you've got Grant Collier involved as well, there would be so much more. The votes would be spread thinner. So, Nick, we need to keep this quiet between me and you, don't we?
You would do.
And otherwise, everybody would want to jump on our bandwagon who has the sexiest laugh. And I think that it's not fair that we should split our votes.
Well, apparently, Nick has the sexiest voice in the chat room, and obviously you can see it as well.
Well, you know, you may have won over one or two little hearts here in the chat room, and you know, congratulations to you, Nick.
I'm not polishing your award.
You can polish
no,
my
award. No, I'm not polishing your award.
I will get my own. The awarded the sexiest laugh, I will take along my national award that I won for my demonstration of my mediumship and take along, give it to you so you can polish it to go alongside the other one to make it
No, it's not going to happen.
But Nick, it's so lonely on his own.
Yeah, but don't really. I don't think we should carry it on because it'd be really shameful for you if you lose the best looking, the best voice, and the sexiest laugh. We don't want to do that to you, Mike.
you understand? I have declared that all those that will vote for me, I will give them a kiss live, a kiss off me, because you can't do this because you're married and your wife will be there.
I'm allowed to give kiss and hugs. I give great hugs.
Oh, Nick, not as good as my hugs, Nick.
Oh, I give great. Mine have got love and compassion in them.
Compassion? I invented the word compassion, Nick.
Oh, dear. Oh, really? This is what happens every week in, week out, Buffer, okay? We sort of jump into each other's show just to make each other laugh. It's just great fun.
It certainly lifts the vibration. But, Nick, I've got a little surprise for you.
Oh, no. This
is a good surprise. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
And really, ready for all the listeners to hear, because I've got something amazing to announce. Okay? Me and Brother has been talking, and we've been talking about the live roadshow.
Right.
The 22nd and 23rd of February next year. The Castle Hotel Neath, which I'm really looking forward to doing. You know, even though that we say we're going to end this thing there, we might even take it a little bit further because the roadshow, you ready? Will be coming to Norway.
Wow, cool.
Will be coming to Norway next year, early next year.
Okay.
May even be the second event that the live roadshow does. In Norway. What do you think of that, Nick?
That would be absolutely awesome. That would be really good. Fantastic.
The only problem is, Britha has been trying to sort out where she can host us all, and But what we thought, Nick, maybe we can put you out in the pig shed or something. Is that okay for you, Nick?
No, I would find something good.
I like living
like that.
In the wild.
We could put you out in the pig shed, Nick.
Yeah.
We can put...
We will feed you.
Yeah, we can feed him. Yeah. Like fish that we can catch from the sea or something himself.
No problem.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Nick,
I don't mind sleeping under the stars.
Oh, you know, Nick, I'm just looking outside of the window now and, you know, it's absolutely gorgeous. It really is. The clouds have disappeared. The stars have come out. There's a song about that, isn't it? The stars have come out tonight. I can't sing, so I'm not going to. It sounds dreadful. But maybe our producer can play that for us tonight. The stars have come out tonight. I wonder what Mr. Producer thinks of that. I just don't know.
He's gone quiet.
You know, yeah, bless him. He's working hard in the background. So what do you think about you staying on with us and taking some calls with us? How do you feel about that, Nick?
Okay, you're sort of throwing me in the deep end.
As always.
Be gentle. I got up at 5:30 this morning to go and do some work, and we realised when we got there that it wasn't on. So we've sort of been up really early. So, but yeah, well, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm in the show for the next, for the 2 hours, so I'm here.
Well, Nick, you'll be pleased to know if you got up at 5:30 this morning to go and do an event that wasn't even happening, you'd be pleased to know I didn't get in until gone 6 o'clock from the party that we were at last night. So,
yeah,
happy days.
Yeah.
And cool. Thinking you're an hour in front of you.
We haven't been in bed, so.
No.
I want to see this evidence of you being on the karaoke.
Yeah, I have it, actually.
You do? Oh, you have to post it on Facebook.
I have it, yeah, I will.
It can't happen, mate. It really can't, you know. I was singing some songs. And actually, we were singing to Tracy Chapman last night, Fast Car.
Yeah.
And I was blasting it out, you know, just the bits I knew. And I was like, Fast Car, Fast Car. It sounded really good from my end. Okay, so let's go to the phone lines and let's go to our Mr. Producer and find out who is on the line. Ken, Lorraine. Hi, Lorraine, are you there with us?
Hi.
Hi, Lorraine, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Lorraine. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
Arizona.
From Arizona, absolutely wonderful. And I bet you have some wonderful weather there in Arizona today, don't you?
It's beautiful.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for there, Lorraine?
Well, I feel like something good's going to happen, but I'm not quite sure because I've been waiting. I want to meet somebody, and I'm not sure when that's going to happen or if it's going to happen soon, but it feels like it will.
Okay, so it's a reading of, like, on a love line, that's what you're looking for, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my forte is to link to the spirit world, okay, and I can do that for you if you want me to and see where we go from there. Is that okay?
That's awesome. Thanks.
Okay. See, Lorraine, I know I've got a lady that joins me here from the spirit world, okay, that has obviously passed away. And I know that this lady would link to your mum's side of your family of when she was yours, because I know that she stands so close to me at the moment. She says to me she wants to just hold you. She wants to hug you tight, because I know that's something that she would have done when she was you with us in this life. She certainly comes forward here, and I know that she makes it aware that she suffered of her body before she passes home to the spirit world. Because I know that she makes me aware that there was lots of pain, there was lots of discomfort there with her. She talks to me about there was lots of people around her that would have helped her before she passed away from this life. She certainly makes me aware of my head is hurting for some reason, so whether she had a tumor or that there was, like, she was losing her mind a little bit. Here with me.
Yeah, she just lost her husband.
Bless. Okay. And I know that I want to say to you, you know, as she comes close here with me, that she talks to me here about you know, about this love life situation there with yourself. And whatever you're writing saying to you, it's about time that you had some comfort back in your life, because I know that you did have comfort a little while ago, but then it seemed to disappear. Is that right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't your fault that it disappeared. Like, there 1 minute and gone the next. And I believe that you put your heart and soul into this relationship, and it just never seemed to pay off in the end. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
And, you know, I do believe I need to say to you, where you put your heart and soul into it, bless you, that it knocked your confidence in every way, shape or form. And it's been a little while since you've been, so you've been on your own a little while now, is that right?
Excuse me?
I said you've been on your little own for a while at the moment. You've been alone
yeah.
in your life for a while, okay? Because I know that your
yes,
confidence is so knocked so long. And I know that... Okay. Why am I being told it's like the last 3 years has been hard? So is it you've been on your own for the last 3 years, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, because I know that it's been the last 3 years, it's been hard for you. And why would I talk to you about the younger ones? So you've got children, is that right?
Yes, I do. I have two.
Okay, because I'm being told of the younger ones, and as I'm being told of the younger ones there, that all your energy has been concentrated on putting them right. So, you know, Lorraine, I want to say to you that, you know, that there will be someone coming into your life there, okay? I don't know how long for, I don't know how long that this is going to be until it happens, but I do believe, I feel that, you know, by the end of this year, which is not that far away, is it really? Because I know that the beginning of 2013 is going to be a good start for you, may I say that, okay? Because I know it's a good start, a good beginning, and I feel so excited there for you. You know, I only wish I had that little bit of excitement myself at the moment sometimes, but I do feel that I want to bring that there to you and just bring so much upliftment, so much encouragement, and say to you that you're not alone and stop feeling as if you are alone. Do you understand why I would say that to you?
Yeah.
Okay. See, all this lady wants to do is put her arms around you, and as we would call her, call it back in Wales, and which somebody is, Paula in the chat room is putting it, it's called a cutch. That's what we call it in Wales, is when you hug someone. And I know that's what I want to bring there to you, such a big cutch, and uplift you, make you feel warm and comfortable of where you need to be, okay? So know that there's lots of people in the spirit world around you, lots of support there for you, and lots of upliftment there for you, okay? So please, you know, take care, love. Know that she's there with you, Lorraine, okay? And I will go back to the phone lines and say thank you very much for calling in. And remember, please do download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM here in Blog Talk Radio. And I'll say thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you. No problem. Thank you. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines now. As we wait for Mr. Producer to tell me who's next, maybe we'll have another sing-song birthday, shall we?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I think it's not no more. It's no more.
Okay, well, Mr. Producer doesn't want us to sing because he just typed in who's next. So let's go over to the phone lines and let's go to Dee. Hi, Dee, are you there with us? Heidi, are you there with us?
Hello?
Heidi, let me ask you where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Atlanta.
From where, sorry?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Ah, right, okay, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Just two problem areas in my life. I just want to know when will I find that special one, and like job opportunities, because I'm at work right now and I really do not like my job.
Okay, well, I'm going to hand you over to my wonderful guest here. Can call in the studio, but in Norway with me at the moment, we have Britta. So Britta, I'm going to hand this one all over to you, okay?
Yeah, maybe you can take it together, but I can start for at least. I can feel you are hanging out. You are pretty not moving on because you are so stuck in this thinking. I feel you are filled up with
just thinking that you have not work and you can't have it. Can you understand what I'm telling you?
I'm sorry, it was kind of hard to hear you.
You can't hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I'm fine.
Okay, sorry. Bad connection, maybe. I just feel that you, spirit, tell me that you have been stuck for a while without that job, and you are pretty. You told me you are pretty mad about that now, and you really need a new job. Is that the problem?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay. I got a man with me here. From the spiritual, or it's from father's side of the family. I think maybe this is his granddad in spirit. On father's
mm-hmm.
side. Yeah. I can see him like a thin guy, and he is very, very nice dressed, and he is telling me that you are worried too much. That's the reason it's stopping up for you just now. He needs you to understand if you let go, just sit down, maybe write down how do you do things? How do you try to get work? Because it is there right in front of you. He tells me that there is something you haven't been thinking about. Because I have one word for you, actually. You tell me change. Have you think about changing? There is something special for you. What about music in you? Do you do something with music?
Not sure.
No, not teaching, nothing with music. Are you very interested in music? Are you?
I'm sorry.
Are you in music? I can feel something has to do with music. Maybe with people who need be stimulated, you know, and using music. I feel that your granddad tell me that you need to see in a different way. You have to change direction because there is a job for you, right? I can see you are in work pretty soon, actually. You just have to let go for all the stuff. You are a bit stuck now, and you have to think new. Can you try that? Yeah. Because that's what he's telling me. It's something that you have a talent that you don't think about, that you can use to getting a new job, a new direction in your life. And I think when it's open, and I know it's open up for you like that, other things too, it's to change from the money way, actually. But I really got music or dance or something like with music in you. Just hold to that and just think yourself what you... I can't stop thinking about that because he's telling me there is something you haven't been thinking about. When you was a little girl, did you have lots of fun together with what did you go to playing with you, all the children and...
Yes.
Was he a funny man? Loved to be maybe childish. Maybe he liked to. I feel that this man was a lovely man with lots of love to everyone. I feel he went pretty young, actually, not too old. Can you take that? I'm not good at numbers. But I feel at least I can see him pretty young, about maybe 60, 70. I'm not good at just that, but it's how he shows me.
Okay.
Did he have a stroke?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. I can feel that in my body. When I get contact with spirit world, they give me the feeling of a stroke. But you just check on. Did you get something in?
No, just the same gentleman that came through there for you. But I know but I do want to say to you there about this job situation of where you feel as if you've tried every avenue at the moment and you feel confined and lost a little there. You know, don't give up hope, because he says here to us, don't give up hope. You stick on in there and do what's right for yourself. And all them resumes that you sent off, all them applications you sent off, one will come back and it will be the right one for you. Now, I don't know if you're used to working in like retail or being of a service to people, but I feel that that's where you need to take you into, like being of a service to people. Do you understand that?
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But he just wants you to know that you need to see the other way. You know, look at the other way. You are stuck in the same room. You know, you need to open up and see different ways. Because it is something else. You need to change your I don't know the word in English. I wish I could take this in Norwegian. I'm so sorry about my bad English. I have so much words for you, but it's in Norwegian. But it is something you are not seeing. You just have to change your direction. Can you take that? And the job will you, and yes, it is with people, it's a service,
definitely.
Yeah,
see, and what Bristol is trying to say that you and wish you could do it in Norwegian is that, you know, basically don't give up hope, okay? Be yourself, and if it is this direction that you have to change your life, then change it and do what you feel is right. You know, the job may be not the one that you want, but once you get it, it will be the one that needs you, okay? Because I know that you are a wonderful character. You have a wonderful sense of humor. And I know, you know, if I only spent an hour with you, it would be probably the funniest and the best hour I've had for a long time.
Yeah.
You would understand that.
And your granda wants to cheer you up, because he was like that. And he wants to, that's the reason he comes through now. He wants to remind you to be happy and have some fun. Let go of things. Don't be stuck in all this, because then the job will come to you, okay?
Okay, so thank you very much for calling in, okay? And remember, please go back over to the archives in Mike Spurrett FM and download a copy of your reading. And we'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you.
Okay, now, before we go to Nick, I think we'll leave him hanging on, because he's tired, so I want to leave him hanging on as long as we can. I think we're going to go to another music break there, Britta. So Mr. Producer will press that button for us any minute now. But in the meantime, we can still talk until he presses that button.
Okay, maybe we can talk about...
Open Gangnam Style! Gangnam Style! 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선호해, 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선호해, 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선호해, 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선호해, 그런 선호해. 아름다워 사랑스러워 그래 너 hey. 그래 바로 너 hey. 아름다워 사랑스러워 그래 너 hey. 그래 바로 너 hey. 지금부터 날 때까지 가볼까 오빤 강남스타일 강남스타일
때 노는 여자 이대다 싶으면 묶었던 머리 푸는 여자 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자 그런 감각적인 여자 나는 서너해 점잖아 보이지만 놀 때 노는 서너해 내가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 서너해 그녀보다 사상이 울퉁불퉁한 서너해 그런 서너해 오빤 강남스타일 강남스타일 오빤 강남스타일 강남스타일 오빤 강남스타일 오빤 강남 스타일
MikeSpirit.fm and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, I'm sure that you, Nick, you like that song, don't you? Gangnam Style. You know, my kids absolutely love Gangnam Style.
I tell you, I was dancing around the front room, doing the lassoing and the horse riding and everything.
That's it. Well, Stacey, as you know, Stacey and Emily, my two daughters, they've taught me the dance to Gangnam Style, and I can,
Sorry. You
know, do you remember the song, the milkshake song? I can't sing it. Do you remember the milkshake song?
No.
Well, Nick, I'm sure if I played it for you, you would know it. It was a very famous dance song. It wasn't in the charts very long. My milkshake friends, and you dance to it. And they taught me that one, Nick, and I'm really good at dancing to the milkshake song. And there's another one, Two Hops This Time. What was that song?
The Time Warp.
What was it called?
It's The Time Warp.
No. When they're singing, and maybe they can help me out in the chat room here. When they go two hops this time, left foot, left step.
Oh, that one. Yeah, I can't remember who sung it now, but.
Well, Nick, let me tell you, I am the master at that dance. On the dance floor, I'm the master at that song. I really get jiggy with it on that because Stacey and Emily have taught me all the moves, and it's brilliant. Maybe if they can work a little bit of their magic on you, and maybe we could do a Gangnam style dance together one day. Who knows?
Hey, maybe we could bring that to the live show.
Yeah, we can have a dance off, Nick. Who else just laugh? And if we're not happy, who wins? We can have a dance off, the Gangnam style.
Yeah.
Yes, Britta could be the judge. How was that?
Excellent.
Yeah, I would love that.
And
what could be the prize then?
Well, the prize is just knowing that we beat each other, you know? That's
yeah.
good enough for me and Nick.
Yeah,
I know it is. You know?
That.
But just all joking aside, me and Nick, we are like brothers, and we are spiritual brothers, and, you know, it doesn't matter
nice.
who wins.
I know.
It does.
We love each other.
We do. We
yeah,
do.
I know that.
Dearly. Because, you know, Nick is actually my oldest host on Mike's Current FM.
Wow.
He's been with me the longest. He's
wow.
been with me since
Wonderful.
Almost this network started over a year ago now, Nick, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And, you know, it's been nothing but a pleasure.
And it's wonderful.
It's been great.
Yeah,
you know, enjoyed every minute of it.
I'm sure you have, Nick. And as I said, you know, our newest adventure is going to be the roadshow is coming to Norway.
Yes.
Wow. It's amazing, isn't it?
That.
You know?
Yeah, that's going to be brilliant.
Mike Spirit FM roadshow in Norway. That's going to be amazing, Britta.
Yeah.
And thank you for
lucky us.
Yeah, well, thank you for offering to host this wonderful event, because I know that down in Wales, where the first event is going to be, it's going to be absolutely amazing. and you know, when it comes over here to Norway, excuse me, I do apologize. When I do come over to Norway, it's going to be absolutely amazing as well.
You are funny.
Well, I'm trying not to laugh too much, but because you know, I've seen quite a few chat rooms open at the moment.
Yeah.
And I know that Nick, they would love to see us doing the dance, the Gangnam
yeah.
style together.
Hello.
We are going to have to do it now, Nick. You know this,
yeah.
aren't you?
We're going to have to get together and practice, aren't
no
we?
No way. They have just promised us to do the dance.
Maybe we
so
could do it live in Norway.
Yeah.
We could do it live in Norway,
yeah.
me and Nick.
I think you should, because you're just... I just promised them now.
Okay.
All the Norwegian, call in.
Yes, let's get a couple of Norwegian
yeah.
callers in. And, you know, if you are listening, it's simple. And I'll give you the numbers again. If you want to call in from Norway, yes, Pam, we can have a dance contest now. I'm going to dance with the Gangnam style with Nick. Thank you, Pam, for coming back. And I hope your date went well. Pam, bless her.
That was a quick date.
So, what's that?
That was a quick date.
Well, you know, maybe Pam just blew him out. Who knows? Can't hold her.
She'd just rather be in our company, Mike. That's what.
Well, of course. Now, where else would you get Mike Davis and Nick Humphries together?
That's right. Oh, she's getting ready to go.
Just took a shower. Well, okay. Pam, you are back. You haven't missed much, except me and Nick are going to have a dance-off to Gangnam style, which is going to be fantastic. But if we do have people listening in Norway, please call in. The number is that you need to call in off your phone. It's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you do, if you are listening to us in Blog Talk Radio, at the top of the show page here, there's a Skype button. All you need to do is to hit that Skype button, follow the instructions. It's quite simple. Even I can do it.
Even I can do it.
Hit that Skype button and you will come straight through to the studio. And, you know, hopefully we can talk to some Norwegian callers.
Yeah, we want
callers.
Definitely. We just decide that.
Well, because I'm in Norway, why not, isn't it?
I really want to give a reading in Norwegian. Please call us.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
You know, Britta, for you to be able to give a Norwegian caller a reading in Norwegian language.
Yeah. Because
me and Nick can't understand it.
No, and you cannot not trust me for nothing.
No, of course not. Not that we would ever do that,
Nick.
You
can check on me if I'm doing it right.
Okay, well, let's go back to the phone lines because we do have... some people, quite a few people, I would imagine, online right now. We have area code 918. Hi, area code 918. Can I take your name, please?
Hey, my name's Angela. And I had almost moved to Norway as a child.
And you were, sorry?
I'd almost moved to Norway as a child. I grew up in oil. I don't know if you're familiar with, then it was Phillips Petroleum.
Okay, so can
also,
you speak in Norwegian language?
No, but I've had many friends that went there and stayed, and I'm wondering, you know, if I can call up some of my friends. There's people still over there. It's called ConocoPhillips now. Who knows? It's a small world, you know.
It's a small world, it really is.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to hand you over to Nick, to the wonderful Nick Humphries, which I know he's going to do a fantastic...
And I think Mike has a sexier voice, I'm sorry.
Yes! Yes!
And I love his... Mike, you are the one with the red hair, right?
Not red, well, in the photos it was red.
Bald.
Nick, I'm not bald. I'm going thin. I'm 37 years of age, Angela, and I'm going thin. And, you know, I think to myself, that's nothing wrong with that, you know, because I'm not like Nick. I don't put artificial implants in my
head.
Oh,
Mike.
I'll tell you what's different about Mike's voice is that he has longevity in his voice.
Oh, yes.
Women respond to that. They do.
Really?
Thank you so much, Angela. You have made my thing.
I don't think the people in the chat room would agree with you, actually.
I've been dying
to say this whole time, more than the reading, you know. Been listening to his voice more and more. So,
Mike, I think that maybe you should take this call.
Well, you know, I'm more than happy.
Nick,
to
I'm sorry.
Call.
I really am. You have a wonderful, delightful voice.
I'm not offended in any way.
Okay, Nick, do us all a favor, Nick.
No.
And mute yourself for 5 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to meet myself.
Right, take this call.
Okay, go on. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Angela. And okay, let me compose myself now because I have gone.
Okay, Mr. Davies.
Thank you very much because I do have Britta live today with me. So I have gone a little red, a little embarrassed, but that's fine.
I apologize.
Oh, I think it's so sweet.
Ah, thank you so much. So that's 2 votes to 0 votes. But Angela, let me make a connection here to you from the spirit world. Okay, thank you. See, as I'm doing that, I know I've got somebody here that joins us, and there's a lady that joins you there from the spirit world. There will be quite slight of her build. I know that before she passes, she makes me aware that she battled on in life. She struggled in life. And I know that she would have been the kind of lady that would have didn't really want too much help off anyone. She's independent. She's so much down to earth. But I know that she would be a caring, a loving kind of a lady there with you, Angela, when she was with us in this life. She tells me that there was contact made with you and this lady. I believe she links to your mum's side. Do you understand who I'm talking about here?
I thought I knew who it was. And it could be my great-aunt Marge. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. And would I be right in saying to you that if this is your great-aunt Marge, that she would have lost a little bit of weight before she passed on? Because I know I'm seeing her face starting to slim down a little here.
She was slender. Yes, she was slender.
Okay, bless her, because I know I've got her with me, okay? And as she joins me here from the spirit world, she wants me to settle with your vibration. And even though, you know, you sound such a lovely person, and, you know, I wish that you were in Wales and you know, we could make contact, but she talks to me, but, you know, it's a barrier you put up there, Angela. And I do believe that in your life at the moment that you feel as if there's so much going on in your life. It's difficult, isn't it, to concentrate on one thing at a time. Does that make sense, did you?
Yes, yeah, I feel pulled in many directions. Go ahead, yes.
Okay, because I know that's exactly what she says to me, that there's so much going on in your life. It's so hard to concentrate on one thing at a time, and I know it's difficult every step of the way there for yourself at the moment. Now, she does talk to me here about that I want to bring balance, I want to restore order back in your life. I know I need to like, move a few things around in your life to actually make things easier for you, okay? Because I know that you've been trying to connect to the spirit world yourself to kind of do that. You've been asking to come forward for the guidance and for help. Do you understand this, Angela?
I used to work as a medium, and I had some horrible things happen in the family, and just the type that you would see in a movie. In America,
okay.
They're a bit old-fashioned, and...
Okay, good. Okay, because I know that's exactly what she's come to say here to me, that you know, that she understands of the communication, she understands of the connection there, she understands of the calls for help sometimes, but I know that she comes close, and you must feel her, you must know that she's around you, because she says to me that she quite often walks past you, and you feel this at the moment. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Okay, and I know that I do feel as if I need to say to you that sometimes, now I know that you just said that you used to work as a medium, and I'm glad you said that, because she says to me, why do you doubt yourself at the moment? You feel as if you're either you've lost control of it, or you feel as if it's not as strong as it used to be, or you feel as if you've pulled back from it too much, and like as if I want to struggle to make a communication again. Do you understand of this?
I'm afraid that my family, that same family you're talking about, will come against me. They fought me in court. They tried to take one of my oldest child away, who was my only child at the time, and by saying that I was mentally unstable because I worked as a medium. I'd worked with Unsolved Mysteries. I'd been on major market radio stations. I was not a fraud. I helped people.
Yeah,
and they were making me toe the line the way they wanted. And it's a very political family. And the judge said these are special circumstances. And I thought I was in the Twilight Zone. It was really something I could write a movie about.
You know,
it was horrific.
I can really sympathize there with you. Not all of that, obviously not, but I can sympathize there with you on some of it because, you know, some of those things have been said and used against myself in another personal situation in my life, which, you know, I found very difficult. And to choose my mediumship over my family, not that it ended up like that, but it could have quite swinged in that direction. It was either, you know, trying to help the situation or choose my mediumship or my family. And, you know, it worked out all for the best in the end. So, you know, I can really sympathize with you. But I know that this lady is so close with you. And she's saying to me here, you know, that you don't have to give up hope on your work, on your ability to link to the spirit world, because you know, and as you quite rightly said, that you're not a fraud. All you do is help people. And that's exactly of what I do, what Britta does, exactly. Nick does as well. Even though that, you know, I laugh better than Nick and has a sexy laugh, he still works hard for the spirit world and he still does a fantastic job. You know, because Nick has his own show, yeah, in Mike Spirit FM every Tuesday. So I'm not going to tell you the time because, you know, you might sway the votes the other way. But I'm sure that wouldn't happen. But I know that your lady, your great aunt there in the spirit world is so close with you. She's trying to get...
That's comforting. That is comforting because she's not as loud as others. She's not as loud as others.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely, because she would always like to stay in the background a little, okay? I'm here, but I'm not going to be heard. If you want me, come and find me. That's the way she kind of comes forward. And I know that's exactly the way that she wants me to say, that she would always been in the background. She would have always been there. For support, for guidance, but you had to ask her. She would never just force it up on you. Do you understand this?
Oh, very much so, yes.
Okay, because I know that's exactly the way she is in the spirit world. No, I don't know where your dad is in it, but I'm hearing dad. So do you understand your dad for me in the spirit world?
Oh, he is, yes.
Bless him, because I know I'm just hearing dad. And as I'm hearing dad, you know, I'm feeling such a discomfort in my stomach that comes up into my chest. I don't know whether this is like a cancer, or whether it would have been like some difficulty that he had that would have affected that part.
It started in his ribs. It started in his ribs and ended up even to his very skull. It was everywhere and it was quick.
And that was the cancer, yeah?
Yes.
A blessing, okay, because I know that's exactly what he gives me. See, and you know yourself, working as a medium before, that you can only use what's in my mind. And, you know, whenever I feel stomach, I know that's cancer. And now it starts off in my stomach, it comes up into my chest, and that's how I can associate cancer there with him. So if it started there in his chest, and then went everywhere, then what a perfect way of him coming through to let you know that he's in your life. Now, your dad was a little bit more stubborn in his ways there, wasn't he?
Have you heard of Jesse James? An outlaw?
Yes.
Jesse and Frank James?
Yes.
His mother is from the Drusilla line. They had a sister named Drusilla. He's from that line, so it's a very stubborn family line.
Okay, bless him, okay. Because I know that he comes through and he's very stubborn, you know. He's like I want to grunt with him as he is you with me. Okay, see, and as he grunts, I believe that he just wants me to grunt, not at you, but at the things around your life. Now, your dad, even though that he was stubborn, he was very supportive of you, wasn't he?
Oh, yes, but I never finished college. That's a bone of contention for him.
Right. Because he wants to call you my little girl, okay? Now, that's what he would have said. So would you understand that he would have liked to call you my little girl?
That's absolutely correct. You're doing very well.
Because thank you very much, because that's exactly what he's saying to me. Just tell her she's my little girl and stop messing. As she says, stop messing around. bless him, because I know that he. That's the, you know, that's his mannerism, and you know, I would always give off exactly what I get. And that's the way he comes through. Stop messing around there, boy, and listen to me and do as you're told, because I know that's how he talks to me at the moment. I know as well that he loved his quality of life when he was here with us. Do you understand that he loved his quality of life?
Mm-hmm. He worked very hard.
Bless him.
And he was brilliant. I mean, brilliant.
Okay. He says to me here that you could do with him around your home right now. So would I be right saying that he would like to fix things? He'd like to have a go at doing things? He would make it right? And he talks to me of the wood. So would you understand there's something to do with the wood that needs attention, maybe a door or something?
Yeah, they came from the woods, the Ozark woods in Arkansas, what would be considered hillbillies. That is where he comes from.
Okay, because I know that's certainly
so he wants me to go see him. He's buried in those hills.
Ah, bless. Okay, see, because I know that he makes it so important of why he talks to me about the wood. So if that was his line of work, then that's absolutely perfect, you know. And, you know, for some reason, he wants you to put, see, now I understand wood a little bit because I'm a bricklayer, okay, so I understand carpentry and everything else there. But for some reason, he puts, like, fine chisels and fine planes in my hand, okay? So I know that as he talks to me about the fine planing and the fine chisels, that he was Now, your dad was a perfectionist, wasn't he? If he was making, and he makes me look at like the unit.
He literally built a church that is close to the cemetery he is in now.
There we are, perfect, because I know that he talks to me about building and making these units to fit together, and he talks to me about the dovetail joints, which obviously, as I said, I understand what they are. And he says to me, you would never find a stronger joint than what he would have made, because would I be right in saying that he designed something that was like unique to him as well? Because I know that dovetail.
Well, he was in the oil industry, and I don't know what it's like in Wales or maybe the UK, but you know that island where there may be stations on either side of the island. He designed that, and then before email, in the big corporations, they would have these vacuum, like how to message. You know, put the letter in and it vacuums up. He designed that. He created that.
Wonderful.
He could design anything. He was brilliant.
Okay, well, you must have been such an intelligent man because, you know, I feel this intelligence off him. You know, really, I need your dad with me because I could do with a bit of an intelligence injection myself. I got to be honest with you. But
his
I know
name is Tony. He's very English. If you call him, he will come to you.
Bless him, okay, because I know he, as I said, I know he is around us, okay, and you know, this is what I want to put in front of you. He's always going to be in your life. He says to me about your emotions right now. You're fighting your emotions back. Why does he talk to you about
scared. This? I'm scared. I'm completely scared.
Ah, right, okay, because he talks to me about your emotions and it's difficult, okay, and I know that he says to me about, God, you know, I want to start filling up. I want to start crying here at the minute because I know that's the way he makes me feel. So overwhelming, and I know that's how you are feeling right now. Does that make sense there, Jill?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know that you said that you're scared, but please, please, please listen. Never fear that he's not there with you because he's always going to be around your vibration. He wants me to say to you, thank you for the thoughts you've just sent him. So would you understand you've just sent him some thoughts to the spirit world there to him?
Yes.
Yes, okay, because he says, thank you for the thoughts you just sent me, okay? I know I need to move on, and I'd love to spend more time with you there, Angela. I'd love to spend all evening with you, I really would. But, you know, I know that the callers are filling up here. But, you know, thank you very much for calling in.
You are very specific. I don't say that often, but you're very specific.
Thank you very much. Well,
very
and thank
good.
You for
and have
for
a my... sexier sounding voice, I must say.
Thank you very much. Sorry, I got a sexy sounding voice. Nick Humphries, I haven't got a chance. So thank you very much there, Angela. And remember, please download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spurrett FM. Lastly, thank you very
thank
much
you.
For...
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay. Well, Nick, what do you think of that, mate? Sexiest laugh, sexiest voice. You ain't got a prayer. You've gone silent because he knows you've lost. That's what it is, Brista. He knows he's lost.
He's actually gone.
He's gone. He's disappeared from the face of the earth. Maybe he'll come back. Who knows? Let's go back to the phone lines. It's area code 815. Hi, area code 815. Can we take your name, please?
Hi, yes. My name is Tammy. How are you?
Hi, Tammy. I'm doing very well, thank you. And I must say, I'm not cold here in Norway today. I'm quite warm. We sat in a lovely room, and we've got the heating on, Tammy, and it's absolutely lovely.
Fantastic. It's a little cool here. Crazy winds.
And where to are you, Tammy?
Pardon me?
And where to are you?
I'm in Illinois.
In Illinois. Okay, wonderful. And tell me, what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I don't know. I just wanted to find out. My mom passed away in January and stuff like that, and we really weren't close at all. And I'm doing a lot of things that she didn't even know anything about, I mean, as far as my humanitarian side. So, and I just wanted to know financially if any of them kind of start to come together. There's just been so much going on. I was on a roll with everything, books and everything, and then I got hit with breast cancer, and since all my treatments and stuff, I don't know how you have it in the UK, but my legs kind of give me a very hard time, and I applied for disability. But I don't know if that's going to happen. It's just been kind of financial that I'm really worried about.
Bless you. It must be very difficult for you. Okay, well, what I can do there for you, Tammy, is link to this and see where we go. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Okay, no problem. Well, Brista, do you want to join in with me on this one?
Maybe. Yeah, okay. Well, I will. You can just start.
Okay, well, I'll start there, Tammy, and
you're
see
best in English,
of where I go, okay? Because I do believe I do have a lady. Now, whether this is your mum, I don't know, but I know I've got a lady here with me that joins us, and I know that this lady makes me aware that her passing was very sudden, because she makes me aware that she didn't, she did suffer for a little while, but she didn't complain about it too much, and she makes aware that the condition that she had, it wasn't recognized until the ending of her life, or it wasn't recognized soon enough to do anything about it, because she makes aware that as soon as people knew that I had this condition, it wasn't long after I passed. Okay, now does that fit with your mum at the minute there, Tammy?
Yeah, well, she had been battling the breast cancer for 20 years, and she didn't say anything toward the end. She had, my mom was always very boisterous, but for the last 2 or 3 months before she passed on, she was more of an observer. So she had changed towards the last few months. Like, she knew.
Okay, because I know that's the way that she comes through, that, you know, towards the end, even though that I complained a little, I kept myself to myself and just got on with
right.
it. And just done what I had to do. So I know that your mum joins us, and even though that you said you didn't get on with her very well, she joins us here from the spirit world. And I do believe I want to put things right. I want to make things right there for you. I want to make it comfortable. Now, would I be right in saying that you felt in some way as if you were like the odd one out, like the, and I don't mean it to come out the way it's going to, but like the odd one out and the black sheep of the family then, for want of a better word. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and you know, if I said to you that you quite often address this with your mum, but it never came about of why, what, and how, and everything else. Do you understand of this? It was just like, well, just brushed away. Do you understand of that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because she talked to me that you felt as if it was brushed away and it was never discussed. A feeling is always as a child. Do you understand of that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Now, I know that she, as your mum comes close, that she says to me, you know, in her opinion, that she'd done everything at her best to try and make things right there for you. But she says, in your mind, it was never enough, because the wounds that was created, if I can put it that way, that you was so much greater than any word that could fill that void. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Because she says to me that it's so much greater. You know, that wound is so deep, and you know it's hard to repair that broken
wounding, if that makes sense. Okay, do you understand this?
Yes.
Now, she says here to me that as she makes this communication, she wants to try and put it right there from the spirit world. And she wants me to say that to you that no matter what, okay, no problem. This lucky one has just posted there, Tammy, and he's trying to make me laugh, and he's not going to do it. But I know that I want to say that to you that going back as a child, that it was so difficult, and growing up now. Now, what I'd be right in saying, just before your mum passed, it was tried to put right. Do you understand her that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because she says to me about you either had a conversation with her, whether it was on the phone or whether it was like in person, that she wants me to offer out her hand to me. And I know whenever the spirit world does that, that tells me that there would have been someone there with her when she passed to take her the comfort, to give her the upliftment. I know that that's what she gives to me at the moment, to make sure that you're not alone. And you know, I wanted to put it right so bad, she says to me. Do you understand her, though?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She does say here to me as well. Okay, now where's your dad? I'm confused because she says, talk about dad, talk about dad. So your dad's in the spirit world as well, is he?
No, actually he's not. My dad...
okay.
I just spoke with
Okay, let me just stop you there. The minute I said to you about, where's your dad, is he in the spirit world? I was told, no, he's not. But there's a gentleman in the spirit world that would have been like a fatherly figure there to you. Do you understand this?
Right.
Okay, so because I know that that's where the dad communication comes in here. And would I be right in saying to you that this gentleman that would have been like a dad figure there to you would have been very much of the kind of fella that would have looked after you. He would have been very strong in your life. You would have been able to talk to him on everything and about everything in your life. Is that right?
Yes, it's my Uncle Andrew.
Okay, bless him, okay? Because I know that he's here with us, okay? And as he joins us, I know that he says to me that he was the one that picked you up if you were crying. They would have put that Band-Aid on your knee if you scraped it. And I know that's the way he would have been in his character. Is you would have always turned to him in your hour of need, when it was needed. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. And he says to me, since he's been in the spirit world, you've never suffered a greater loss than losing him. Is that right?
Right.
See, and he says to me that no matter what, he'll always be there for you, okay? And he talks to me about his children. So would I be right in saying that, see, once you hold up two fingers, he has two children in this life? Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. But he says to me it's like classing you as the third, because I know that I want to change the two to the three, okay? So you is like the third child. Does that make sense there, Jill?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, because I know that he says to me about being the third child, and the child that, okay, now I don't want this to come out wrong, but he says to me that you as the third child, he would have done more with you than what he did with his own. Does that make sense there, Jim?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know that he had a great deal of a caring nature there for you. He would have always been there for you. Would have always done what was right there for you in this life. So I know that your uncle, bless him, he's so close with me at the moment, okay? And he talks to me about the how difficult it was. I don't know, it was the heart that took this man, bless him, home to the spirit world, because I know I'm feeling this, particularly around my heart. Do you understand of that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he says to me that he had a few warnings but took no notice of them. Is that right?
Yes.
Bless him, because I know that he's joined us so close, okay? He says to me that there's things in your home that remind you of your uncle, is that right?
Oh, yes, a lot.
Because he says to me, you've got the photograph of me right in front of you as we speak. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's just a small, like an A5 size of a photograph. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. And as he shows me that, it's like as if I want to say to you that it tilts, it's been tilting to the one side lately, because he says to me, I need to prove to you that I'm there with you. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
perfect, okay? Doesn't that just say to you that, you know, these people, your mum and your uncle in the spirit world are so close to you at the moment, bringing so much love, so much energy there to you, okay? And I just want to say to you, come on, girl, chin up, onwards and upwards, okay? You can be your own worst enemy sometimes there, Tammy. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I want to say that you, instead of being your own worst enemy, let's try and uplift ourselves, move ourselves forward, and have so much courage, have so much strength in your life, because your uncle and your mum is there with you in the spirit will push you in every direction that they need to make sure that you have what you deserve in this life. Do you understand that?
Yes, I definitely understand.
Okay, no problem. Okay, well, let me leave that there with you, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in and remembering. Please do download a copy of your reading in my archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tammy. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, now before we go to the next call, I'm going to go to another little piece of music, okay, and hopefully we may bring somebody in from Norway. Wouldn't this be fun?
Yeah, I want to have some Norwegian. They are having some of the, that tell me on Facebook. I'm not on my computer now, but I am on Facebook on my phone. So if Norwegian people are listening, please tell me your name if you are going to on the Blog Talk Radio. And maybe they need one more time how to get in there, how to call on Skype version. Because
okay, so let me do that.
They keep telling me that I don't understand how to connect.
Okay, so let me just do that, okay? There's the simple ways of connecting, and the easiest way, I suppose, is by calling the number 001-760-283-4611. And I will say that, so please be mindful of that. And the way to do it for free, it is on Skype. Go to blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And at the top of the show page, you will see a Skype button. And press that, and that way we'll be free. I know that our wonderful producer, Ken, is working so hard in the background. Bless him. Ken, it's back over to you for another piece of music.
No, I can't take one more step towards you, 'cause all that's waiting is regret. Don't you know I'm not your ghost anymore? You lost the love I love the most. I learned to gonna catch a cold from the ice inside your soul. So don't come back for me. Who do you think you are? I hear you're asking all around if I am anywhere to be found. But
Okay, that's this week's show.
I think that I must have produced...
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Hi, yes, I am looking forward to meeting you there. It's going to be such an exciting event, and you know, the event is going to be now going over into Norway next year.
Yeah.
The Mike Spirit FM Roadshow. You know, I'm so excited about this. I'm so I can't describe to you how excited I really am. You know, the first one's going to be in Neath in Wales. And hopefully the second one. And Nick, you are so privileged, Nick, because you're the first host to know about this. Do you
Nick? I know, I am here.
Yeah, but do you feel privileged?
Absolutely.
Good. Well, so you should be. Nick,
privileged,
it's nice to have you back. You know, I know that you went asleep there for the first, well, for the first hour and a half.
I didn't go to sleep. I had something to go and quickly do.
Oh, you had to go make yourself a hot chocolate. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, poor Nick.
Oh, did you have cream? Put cream in it?
No.
You didn't?
No, don't do cream.
You will get that in Norway, you know.
Well, Brother and Nick, you know, when I went to the wonderful USA, I went into the shop. They're not going to say which shop because it's publicity. You know, we shouldn't really mention. But I can if I want because it's my network. I can do what I want.
Yeah,
I asked for a hot chocolate. You know, Nick, they put all this lovely squirty cream on top. And I thought, oh, did they have to do that? And they gave it to me. And I thought, oh, I have to spoon this cream off now. And I left it. I left it there for about 5 minutes. And Nick, it went down to the bottom. So I stirred it. And oh my God, Nick, I have never had a hot chocolate like it. It was absolutely gorgeous. As soon as I got back home, I bought myself squirty cream, a new jar of chocolate. And me and the kids were drinking squirty creamed hot chocolate all night long, and my boy was open with his mouth wide open. Dad, squirt me! Ah, and I was filling up his mouth with squirty cream. And Nick, you can imagine it was popping out the sides. And Emily and Stacey were like, "Fill me, Dad!" And all the squirty cream was going to be used. A whole bottle of squirty cream in one night. Me and the kids. Isn't that fantastic?
We do that. We stand by the fridge with a can of squirty cream and just squirt it into our mouths.
That's it. That's it. You got to have fun with it. Well, Nick, next time that you come to mine, next time you come up to the studio, when I'm going to squirty cream you.
Oh, really? Oh.
You got to be.
I want you to take a picture then.
Of Nick being squirty cream right up.
Sorry, say again?
You want me to take a picture of you being squirty cream right up?
Yeah, and I'm sure there's a few of the ladies in the chat room that would be really happy to see that.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah, I'm sure it would be.
You know, and maybe, Nick, we could do that. We could squirty cream each other, or even get Stacey to do it. Now, I've got the idea here now, but the thoughts come into my mind. What we do, we'll get Stacey and Emily to squirt us full of squirty cream and see who can contain the biggest mouthful without gagging or without closing the mouth. And see who can build like the biggest tower, Emily or Stacey. Now that would be fun. Mm-hmm. Emily and Stacey. And we'll flick a coin, Nick, so that we're not, you know, I know that both of them my daughters. We'll flick a coin. Who has Emily and who has Stacey? And we'll see who will get the most cream in our mouth, and if it can come out and build a tower
out my mouth with a squirty cream. That'll be so fun. We'll get it on Facebook. How is that?
Yeah, okay.
And maybe we can try and put it in the chat room somehow. Or we can simply just tell people where to go on Facebook. Like if you go over to Mike Davis Medium on Facebook, then you can get it there. You go to Nick-Humphreys, you can go there. Is it, I'm right, isn't it? Or is it just Nick Humphreys on Facebook?
No, it's Nick-Humphreys.com for my website, or it's International Medium Nick Humphreys.
Ah, see, I knew I had it the wrong way around, you know, but there sure. We are. You know, we are in the way. And also, you know, you must remember, Brista, you're on Facebook as well, aren't you?
No, I live there.
Okay, well, why didn't you
That's my second home.
Well, why didn't you give us all your information about Facebook?
I can do that. Can I do it in Norwegian or?
You can do it in Norwegian and in English.
In English, all my information. I can't my address actually. Facebook. It's Birta. What's happened here? Sorry,
no, that's okay.
That.
Somebody tried to call me.
Okay, I was disturbed. You guys are really disturbing me here. I'm trying to talk in English. Okay, Facebook. Everyone in Norway knows me. Everyone in Norway, I can put it this way, I know a lot of people. I'm having my own group, so we called Alternative Enhet. That's my group in Facebook. So just go on Facebook and go on Alternative Enhet. Just post that and you will find me and everything I do there, actually. That's okay. The easy way to do it.
So your Facebook name is
yes.
Brista, and let me spell that for everyone.
Yeah.
It's B-I-R-T-H, that's Brista, T-E,
mm-hmm.
I lied. I tell you, why didn't I just put it in the chat room?
I think you should.
That would be easier, wouldn't it? So, you know, Brista, maybe you can type it in the chat room because that last name of yours is a bit dodgy. Why didn't you type it there? Of your
dodgy.
Well, it is a bit dodgy. Nick, I can't even pronounce it properly. You know how bad am I? It's sad, isn't it? So, Brista, and your last name in Facebook is.
Mm-hmm. You want that too?
Yes. We need. Oh, hang on. What have we done? You knocked me out. I'm gone. Oh well. Never mind. What happened there?
No, you're still in it.
I know. But we get in it. Nick, it's difficult. Why don't we go over to phone lines?
I think we can do what we are best on.
Yeah, maybe we just give a read.
Not typing on.
I think I'd be knocked out of the chat room. That is, but that's fair play to you. I wouldn't manage to do that. I wouldn't learn how to do that on my own.
It must be the cigar.
That is the cigar you were smoking. So why don't we go straight back to the phone lines? I know that we've got, I don't know nothing. I'm just making this fit up by you in a minute.
There we are.
That's better. I brought it back. So, Mr. Producer, who do we have online next? It's Eric. 440. Hi, Eric. 440. Can you take your name, please?
Canadian show.
Hello.
Hey, sir.
Hello.
Can you take your name? Hello. Yes. 440. Can I take your name, please?
Sure. My name is Tony.
Hi, Tony. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
Ohio. Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. Wonderful. And was it a reading that you were looking for?
What kind of reading? I'm looking for a career job reading.
Okay, well, Nick, we're going to hand this one over to you, mate, because you know you've been bored there all day. And we're going to try and get Studio 4 a minute. We're going to get Studio 4 back up and running and maybe get Brista's details there in the chat room. So, Nick, it's all over to you, mate.
Okay. Hi. Sorry, can I say your name again? Because I didn't quite catch it.
Sure, my name is Tony.
Hi, Tony. Sorry about that. And you're wanting more of like a career path reading, yes?
Yeah. Would you like me to be more specific?
No. Let me give you the information that I get. What I do is I link to the spirit world. But while I'm doing this and while I'm talking to you, before me stands a gentleman, and I feel very fatherly with this gentleman. So this could be either father or grandfather to you in the spirit world. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, right. But he's also just telling me as well, as he comes forward a little bit more, he's telling me that life around you is actually quite busy anyway. Do you understand this?
Yep, very busy.
Right, okay. But he's also telling me, and he's giving me as if my mind has gone a little bit crazy, that, hang on, let me ask him again. What do you mean by that? Right, okay. That, okay, thank you. But that my mind is a little bit crazy. That's, this is what he's saying to me. It's like your mind is all over the place at the moment. Do you understand this?
Yeah, a lot on my plate.
Okay. But also he's putting this towards, okay, right, because... Right, okay. He's saying about, obviously, there's a job issue, the lack of work around you at the moment. Do you understand this?
Not exactly, because I just started working.
Right, okay. Just bear me a second, okay? Because I don't want to make things fit, but this is what he's telling me, okay? Give me a bit more. Right, okay. Because he's talking to me, and I'll give it to you exactly how he's giving it to me, okay? He's saying that there's lack of work, or was lack of work, and now the finances are a little bit low. You'd understand that? So there's worry about the finances. You'd understand this?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Give me a bit more. Right. Okay, thank you. I just want to go back to this gentleman a bit more about him, okay? Just briefly. I mean, I'll come back to the work. Okay? This gentleman's coming forward, and he's making me very unsure of my chest area. So either he had a complaint with the chest area, and right, thank you. And he just said to me, actually, yes, it was my chest that took me to the spirit world. Do you understand this?
If it's my grandfather, yeah, he passed away in his sleep from a heart attack.
Right, okay. Give me a bit more. Right, okay. But he's also just saying to me as well that... this is very bizarre for him to say this, but that you need to be more sure about yourself. He's telling me for some reason you haven't been sure about yourself or the pathway that you've been on. Does that make sense?
I'm pretty confident and sure, actually.
Okay, what do you mean? Right. Okay. He's just saying to me that you've been a little bit unsure about, as I said before, about the pathway you've been on. Thank you. He just said to me about whether or not it was the right decision that you made. Do you understand this?
I
want to bring this to your work environment again. Okay. Because he's talking to me about your work environment. Give me a bit more direction about the work environment. Right. Okay. Because he's just said to me. I know you've already said that you just started a new job, but he's saying it's not really what you're wanting to do. Does that make sense to you? It's not your passion. He's just said.
No, actually, I love what I do. It's just I need the right environment, and this isn't quite the right environment. And
maybe that's what it is then, because he's talking about the passion. And that's the way he's expressing it to me, okay? Say again? Right, okay. And he's just said to me, just tell him about my leg. He'll understand who I am. So you understand this? He's talking about a leg. He just said, tell him about my leg, and he'll understand who I am.
You sure he didn't say arm?
He said, no. No, he's pointing to his leg. He's standing before me, and he's pointing to his leg.
No, the person I was thinking of that you were talking to is my mother's father, who died of a heart attack and he was missing an arm. But I don't know of anyone else my father's alive. He's got a knee issue, but that's not...
I don't like making things fit, but he's talking about the leg, okay? He's saying to me, talk about the leg. So whether or not it's... just for you to recognise who he is, or somebody that's around you with a problem with a leg. Again, I don't want to make it fit, but he's talking about a leg, not an arm. He's not talking to me about an arm, because he doesn't see the arm as an issue for him, okay? Give me a bit more. Right. Okay. And he's telling me, okay, and he's telling me that I've got to be quite firm with you as well. Right. Because that's how he would have been. He would have been quite firm. If he was trying to get something across, he would have been quite firm. Does that make sense?
Okay. I don't really know who you're talking about, though. That's the thing. I mean, there's only one person I know on the other side that Okay, well, I do feel this is grandfather, okay? This is definitely grandfather.
I don't know my father's father at all. Never met him. I just met my father recently.
Right, okay. Sometimes this happens, you know, where we don't know a relative that well or at all. But yet, you know, people don't realize that they still connect to us to give us evidence. And some of the evidence is sometimes what we need to find out for ourselves. As a medium...
Right, but I just wouldn't know my father's father at all. I mean, he could be that guy, but I just don't know.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is, as a medium, it would be completely wrong of me, and I wouldn't be doing my job correctly if I didn't pass you everything that this person was telling me.
Understood.
Okay, but he's given me that there was... Right, thank you. He's talking to me about an issue around... That there was an issue around work. Right, thank you. And he just said to me, yes, he's not happy with the placement. Does that make sense? You're not happy with the placement. Right, thank you. And he just said to me, is it right then that the place that you're at hasn't got the passion? Because he keeps talking to me about the work, the passion. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's not a good situation. I mean, I just started there this past week. I've been unemployed, and I'm thankful for the job. But it's not the place I kind of see myself staying at, no.
Right, okay. Therefore, what he said previously is correct then. Okay. Give me a bit more. Right, thank you. He just talked to me about June as well. June is important around you, okay? And, right, so this could be either a birthday, an anniversary or passing or some sort. Okay, no, he's just saying to me, no. June is important. June is a big change coming around you in June. Right, thank you. And he just said to me there's going to be movement around this as well. And this is going to be a change of job for you. But it's not like you're going to be losing a job. You'll be going from one job to another. Or it could be actually the job would be moving you, if that makes any sense. So you'll be going to a different location with the job. I don't know if that makes any sense for you.
It's not really, but it could be some other... I'm not really sure about this company, so as far as I know, they only have one location.
I don't feel it's this company. I feel that you go to another company, but you don't. It's not like you leave or you lose your position with this job until the other job is taken. If that makes any sense, so you get the other job first. Okay. Right. Okay. Right. Okay. Thank you. But I'm also when I'm talking to this grandfather figure, okay, he's also talking to me about like movies and studios and photography and stuff like this. So, right, thank you. He's telling me like either himself or you are very arty in the cinematographic type stuff. Does that make sense? Loves moving images.
Kind of.
Okay. Give me a bit more. Again, he's given me, and I'm asking for a bit more detail on this, okay? But he's given me the fact that he keeps showing me like reel to reel and stuff like that. So there's like lots of moving images on here, okay? But I tell you what I'm getting most of all, okay, is the fact that next year June is key for you, okay? This job is just it's just simmering. It's just there for the moment. But I don't feel it's right for you at the moment because it hasn't, as he says, it hasn't got the passion. Thank you. And he just also just shouted out, can you just say hello to Mandy? Do you understand Mandy? Can you say hello to Mandy? Is there a Mandy?
There's no Mandy at all in our family. We're from the Soviet Union, so.
Right. You might need to, it could be someone that's linked to him, but I'm going to have to leave it there because I know we've got other callers in and Mike's trying to get in on the call as well. So I'm going to leave it there for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Spirit words. You're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Nick. And remember that, you know, come on over to Mike Spirit FM and have a copy of your reading in the archives. And we say thank you very much. Nick, I must say, mate, fantastic reading, as always. You know, you are my brother within this spiritual movement, and you are fantastic. And you know, I look forward to bringing you over to Norway with the Mike Spirit FM tour. It's going to be exciting, isn't it?
I'll tell you, I am itching to get started on that.
Okay.
Both here in Wales and in Norway, so.
Most definitely, you know, and next year is going to be a very busy time. I know that we, you know, we do have a caller from Norway trying to come in.
He is trying, but he can't understand the Skype, how to push, where to push the button.
Okay, so, well, if, you know, if we get, you know, if he does get time to do that, and you keep on explaining, Brustix, you're doing a fantastic job.
I'm trying my best.
We'll go over to the next caller, okay, and, take the next caller. So, Mr. Producer, our fantastic producer. Actually, before you do that, before we go to the next caller, what about, wonder if our Mr. Producer found that song I talked about earlier on, about the stars are coming out tonight.
Yeah.
I wonder, Mr. Producer, let's see if you can press the button and see if you can make the magic happen here for us.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm. And I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Okay, yes, we are looking forward to meeting you there. And I know that, Ken, you've done a fantastic job there. And we do have a Skype caller in there, over from Norway. Well, stay over in Norway, because I'm in Norway too.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Gaia.
Okay, so how would you pronounce that? Gaia. Gaia. Okay, Gaia.
Yeah.
Well, you are live on air, right here at Mike Spirit FM. And it's a pleasure to have you. So can you just tell us where you are, for the purpose of our listeners, where to know where you are?
Oh, I'm in Bergen, and I would like to say welcome to Bergen.
Well, thank you very much, guys. It's, you know, I've had an exciting day yesterday. We went and I had a bit of a party yesterday.
With it?
I got in 6 o'clock this morning. It was exciting. And I think I slept for a long time later.
With it?
So, guys, yes, thank you very much for, and it's, you know, I'm hoping it's going to be just exciting the rest of the tour. So, maybe that we can hook up and give you a reading right now. Is that what you called in for?
Yeah, that would be great. I will see you on Thursday, so I look forward to that.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you a reading now, guys, as well, and see how we go. Is that okay?
That's nice. Thanks.
Okay. And maybe, Nick, if you want to join in with me, because I know that our time is running slow there, because Nick is back in the UK, bless him. Nick can join in if he feels the need to there. Nick, is that okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, I'm going to start here with you, because I know I've got a gentleman in the spirit world that ties his connection here with me. And as he ties his connection, I believe that he links to your dad's side of your family of when he was here with us. I want to see to you that this gentleman would have passed quite 7 homes to the spirit world, because I know that he was you one minute and in the spirit world the next minute. His pass was that quick. I know as I'm looking at him, he seems to be a little bit drawn in his features towards the end of his life, as if he lost a bit of weight. I'm not sure there, but he seems a bit drawn in his features there. Do you understand the way I have you with me?
I might do, yes. No, maybe.
Okay, well, as I said, I mean, within your dad's side, I want to go back maybe a generation to, like, your granddad, because I believe that's where he is, your granddad.
Yeah.
I do believe that he was quite slight of his build, a very knowledgeable man of when he was here with us. I do believe that he would have been the kind of fella that would have been always, like, to keep himself always busy of when he was here with us. Do you understand that?
You know, my grandfather, I know very little about. But it's was quite interesting because I was hoping he would come true one day.
Okay, well, he's certainly made his day today, okay, because I know that he has come through to make himself known here to us. And, you know, for some reason, I believe that whether you knew whether your grandfather wore a cap, because I just want to take this off and tilt it to you and just greet you and say hi to you at the moment. And he wants me to say to you, well done. Would you understand, Gav, why he would say well done to me?
I think so, yeah, very much.
Okay, because he talks to me about the achievements that you've had in your life. You've doubted yourself every step of the way. It's been difficult for you to be to where you are at the moment. But, you know, it's only with the courage and the conviction of not just yourself, but other people around you, it's taken you to where you are today. Because I know that you've had to kind of put everything on the line to be where you are. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. Very spot on.
Okay, because I know that's what he's come to say to me, that he is proud of you. And, you know, if he was with us in this life, this is what he would do. He would take off his cap, he would tip it to you, put his arms around you and say to you, well done, because I know that's exactly what he wants to do with me at the moment. Mm. I know that he just brings his love and his energy there for you. Now, God, in some kind of way that you understand the spirit of yourself, is that right?
Yeah.
And you're able to connect with them in some way yourself, is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that you, okay, that you you hold a lot back, is that right?
Well, I can take that, yes.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something now, Gar, okay? Because, you know, you did say to me earlier on that you're going to see me Thursday. I know that the Thursday is the workshop. You watch yourself there, because if I see you holding back, oh, there'll be no holding back when I'm there, that's for sure. And Nick will vouch there for me, because, you know, I can be a bit of a stickler sometimes, because I know I have so much compassion for this that I think that, you know, if we all had the same compassion, I'm saying that you're not compassionate, but what I'm saying is if we all just give it what we had, you know, what the communication would flow, and I know that it's going to flow with you. Give me a chance, and I'm going to let it. I'm going to drag it out of you, kicking and screaming. Okay. Now I know I need to say to you as well. Your grandmother is with me as well, so you understand your grandmother in the spirit world.
Yeah, she is.
Okay, and she's a lady that carries a bit of weight with her before she passes. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know that she carries a bit of weight here with me. I know that she would be a lady that would have been full of energy, full of love, but I know that she would have been confined and restricted towards the end of her life, because she makes me aware it was difficult for her. She wasn't able to get about towards the end of her life. She wasn't able to do much towards her passing, but she still had this charisma that she had with her. Do you understand of this?
Totally. On the spot.
Perfect. I know I can't stay much longer with you because my time is running out. Our air time is going. We literally have minutes left on air. But, you know, I want to see you, Gary, there. Thank you very much for calling in. Nick, did you want to add something there quickly?
No, mate. Honestly, I haven't got anything here at the moment.
Okay, no, that's fine. I respect that. I mean, you've been on the go since early this morning. That's fine. But, Gary, you know, I'm so looking forward to meeting you.
Maybe you want to tell about...
Yes. Well, why didn't you tell everyone in Norwegian language about Thursday?
Well, Thursday we have this alternative meeting for just to have a socializing, and we are happy you would come and meet us all.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm happy to come and meet you, and I'm looking forward to getting everybody working, because that's my forte, is to make everybody work, and to bring lovely messages of hope, comfort, and peace from the spirit world to this world. And I think that's what what's my aim has always been.
Great work you do, and great radio show. I will keep listening to you, and have a lovely evening. Thank you for
the reading. Well, Gary, if you just stay there with us now, okay, until the end of the show, because I know that you are in within this call. If you just stay there, mute yourself. I'm not sure if you know how to do that, but it's a little icon with the mute. If you press that, we'll finish off the show and we can have a chat off air later. Is that okay?
Great. Yeah,
perfect.
Fine.
Okay. Well, for me, Brister, it's been absolutely amazing doing the show live here in Norway.
We did it.
We did. You know, there was a bit of...
from your bedroom.
From the bedroom. It's normally in Studio One, but we're in the bedroom. You know, there was a bit of bother in the beginning, wasn't there? You know,
it
was getting lots of echo, we was getting lots of feedback, but, you know, we are here. We're at the end, and it's been an amazing show live in Norway.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to be live in Norway back next week, aren't we?
We are.
So, you know, all our listeners, you know, it's still a great show that you can call in and get your reading. It doesn't matter where to in the world you are. And, Nick, I must say thank you very much this year for coming on with us and being a part of the Mike Spirit FM.
Nice to know you, Nick.
Well, actually, not so much like Mike Spirit FM, the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, because that's my show.
Yeah, it is.
And thank you so much. We will try and tune into Nick's show on Tuesday.
And for all the Norwegian people who want to meet Mike here in Norway, just go into the Facebook site, Alternative NS. Everything will be pushed out there. Everything.
Okay.
Well, get all your Norwegian friends to phoning on my show on Tuesday. That'd be fun.
I will, of course.
We can do that for you, Nick, and we'll certainly
love
push
to
you.
Do that.
Because when Nick comes over for the roadshow, you'll be able to meet Nick.
Yes, and getting to know you better too. Yes, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, well, we thank you, Nick, for being a part of the show. I know that we're coming to the end. I know that we want to play that advert one more time, that really sexy voice advert, Nick, you know, the one that we play?
Yeah. You carry on dreaming.
Okay, well, you know, maybe people in the chat room may have said that you've already won, Nick, but, you know, the calls still come in, mate, and the calls still separate us big time. So,
Well, I'll just say thank you to all the lovely ladies, Kimber and Pam, in the chat room.
Well, bless them. I know within time, Nick, you know, when they actually meet us, that they will change their opinion. Photographs can be so deceiving sometimes, you know, they really can. But, Nick, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to working with you live on the roadshow. And just before then, 22nd, 23rd of February, come and join us. It's going to be exciting. But for me, from Nick, from Bristol, it's good night, good day, wherever you
are. Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.